Who doesn't love Downton Abbey? Well, maybe only those who've never seen it. The most popular drama ever produced for British television, each week draws us into the adventures of the Crawley family, living life large on the magnificent estate known in real life as Highclere Castle. On today's show, we welcome Karen Kemp Dockstetter from Weeks Roses. She's here to tell us about the Downton Abbey collection of roses. You don't want to miss this episode of the Rose Chat Podcast. Stay with us.
It's time for the Rose Chat Podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleef and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses.
Try Haven Brand Soil Conditioners, providing generations of gardeners with a truly all-natural alternative to chemical fertilizers with their line of composted manure and alfalfa teas. Easy to brew and use on all indoor and outdoor plants. Find them online at manuretea.com.
You asked for it, you got it. Access the Rose Chat Podcast app from your iPhone or Android device. Find instructions at rosechatpodcast.com.
You know, when I first heard there was to be a Downton series of roses, I thought this couldn't be more perfect. The show brought us aristocratic beauty, romance, elegance, just perfect for roses. And of course, the first rose released had to be special, and it was. The beauty was named for everyone's favorite lady's maid, Anna Bates. Karen, could you describe for our listeners Anna's Promise?
Anna's Promise is a peachy color with a bronze reverse. So you actually get this very beautiful mixture of pink and gold, and then the bronze reverse kind of makes the center pop, if you can imagine. It positively glows, and that's people who see it say the rose just looks like it has like a stained glass window. It glows.
How about the disease resistance on this rose?
Oh, the disease resistance is very good. It comes from another rose that we had. We still market About Face, and About Face has very good disease resistance also. Not quite the bloom power that this one does. Anna's Promise just blooms its little heart out, and it never disappoints with a fairly good-sized flower. And we've heard good reports, from Michigan to Alabama on Anna's Promise.
Well, that's pretty much a power player if you can go all the way from Michigan to Alabama. So it sounds like this rose is going to take whatever the elements throw at her. And, you know, Anna's had to do the same thing for Lady Mary. And if we all remember, it has not always been an easy task. Remember when she helped carry the corpse out of Lady Mary's bedroom?
Yes, I do. That was quite a chuckle, wasn't it?
Well, enough said about that, but I also read that this rose has been described as a great cut rose with strong canes, and we love that for our bouquets.
It is. Well, it's very good performer indoors or out.
Well, we sure like that. Well, Karen, let's go to Pretty Lady Rose, named for the niece and the goddaughter of that very special dowager, Countess Violet. And I really don't think that the era of the show could be better represented than by these large, old-fashioned English-style blooms. And I read that, like an upper-class damsel, the plant is well-dressed with an evening gown of healthy, bright, glossy green foliage. So with all that, how could we not fall in love with this one?
This is one of those roses, too, that Christian is extremely proud of, Christian Bodard, our hybridizer, because not only does it have bloom power and goes and goes and goes, even our salesmen say that I see it look the same way from bloom time to frost. It just churns out blooms. Disease resistance is extraordinary. Well, I mean, the parentage is Grand Dame and Doris Day. And Doris Day is a sibling of Julia Child. So you've got that disease resistance and you've got that bloom power. You know, it's one of those beautiful dark pinks. What is there not to love?
Mm-hmm. And I've heard it's very fragrant, so that's just going to take it over the top. And we've seen a few pictures of this one floating around on social media. Chris, do you have this one in your garden?
I do. And let me tell you, it was a head turner during our fall garden tour. It had more blooms on it than anything else in that bed. And first thing people did when they walked over to it, they put their nose in the rose. And they were like, oh my goodness, this is fragrant.
I don't have this one, but I do have the Grand Dame. And it's the same way when we have guests to our garden. That rose is just a magnet. I mean, it is beautiful and very fragrant. So I can see why this rose is so beautiful.
Well, I'll tell you what, that parentage you mentioned, that is, you know, it is its own rose aristocracy when you talk about those roses. We move on to two new roses that aren't out yet, probably in limited supply for this year, but will be widely available in 2017. And one is called Edith's Darling. Now, Lady Edith is the proverbial middle child on Downton Abbey. And, you know, she's had her share of trials and tribulations, but I think with the introduction of this rose, she's going to take center stage. What do you think, Karen?
Oh, I think so, too. Everybody that we talked to wanted Edith to be happy, you know? And it seems like, you know... And it seemed like the only thing that really, when she finally got true love, and that, you know, was disappointing because he basically disappeared and feared dead, she had a daughter. And that was her love, that was her joy, that was her reason to be. So when Christian came up with this beautiful, classic, English-form yellow rose that is like a mini flora, actually, it's not going to get very tall. It's better as a border plant. I'll probably go 2.5-3 feet tall and loaded with yellow blooms. Tiny, you know, that mini floral bloom. We just said, "What? This has got to be for the baby. This is the baby's rose." So that's how Edith's Darling was born. It seemed to be fitting that she would have something that would be her joy.
She certainly deserves some happiness. You know, she's...
I tell you, Dad. Yeah, that's the part. She's been through it.
Yeah, she really has. Now, last in the Downton Abbey collection, but certainly not least, I think we've saved the best for last, is Violet's Pride. You know, the Dowager Countess of Grantham, Lady Violet. You know, when this series first started, one of my favorite episodes was the Flower Show episode. Where Rose, you know, won from her garden, or well, almost won from her garden.
Yeah.
This is a beautiful, beautiful magenta-colored rose. Can you tell us some about it?
Reason that we staked our claim on this one, because we had our eye on it in Christian's seedling bed for a couple of years. The violet/lavender with magenta center looks like the dresses, the color of the dresses that Violet would wear. So we said, this has to be Violet's Pride, of course, because she loved to garden, she wanted to win, and she always wanted to have the best or be the best in show. So this particular rose is the essence of Violet. It is a very floriferous rose. Its color lasts, stays, the blooms stay, and then it's very self-cleaning. Foliage is wonderful. It would make a great garden hedge. I would say that this one is probably one of the, it's probably the second fragrant, most fragrant in the collection. Mm-hmm. It's not quite as comparable to, you know, as Pretty Lady Rose, but it's pretty close second.
Yeah, the fragrance is described as strong grapefruit and fruity hints of spices. That doesn't draw your nose down to it. I don't know what will.
Yeah, it's hard to say because I've smelled them both, and they're both very heady roses. Of the four of them, the two Pretty Lady and Violet are, I would say, two of the two strongest fragrance in the collection.
Well, we are super excited about the Downton Abbey collection of roses and can't wait to see them all. You know, I'm already plotting and trying to figure out how I can get my Downton Abbey bed of all Downton Abbey roses planted in the next year or so.
Well, I tell you with the amount of enthusiasm that we have seen over this collection, it's kind of inspiring us to think about, you know, other roses that we could possibly put in like an old fashioned English collection. Mm-hmm. Because there seems to be, you know, a nostalgic want or need out there for these type of roses in a garden, a style, I guess, people are looking for.
Oh, absolutely. People want that English cottage garden.
And that's it. It's an English cottage garden. Yes.
Yeah. And they'll pull out all the stops, buy all the Downton Abbey roses that you'll sell them to get that look. Well, Karen, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show today to talk about the Downton Abbey collection of roses. And I want to tell our listeners to go to your local home center. If they don't have the Downton Abbey collection from Weeks Roses, ask them to get it. It'll be well worth the effort. Karen, thanks again.
Thank you, and I appreciate it.
Now, to learn more about the Downton Abbey collection of roses from Weeks Roses, visit their website, weeksroses.com. Well, that's all the time we have for this edition of the Rose Chat podcast. Until next time, happy gardening from your friends at Rose Chat.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Share this podcast with your social networks and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. The Rose Chat Podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.